of your work over the last few years, even I guess the last couple of decades, most of us would be listing off places that we've worked, different employers. I don't think the majority of us anyway would say, well, look, you know, I work for myself or I started my own business. But plenty of people have. And without those entrepreneurial types, our economy would be nothing like it is today. But for a cohort of younger Australians, starting a business is becoming, it seems, more normal. Data from the Commonwealth Bank released just yesterday shows that almost two-thirds of small businesses are being established by either millennials or Gen Z. Now, that's basically people aged anywhere between 42 down to about 11. 48.5% of all new business transaction accounts, according to the Commonwealth, started by the millennials. They're the 27 to 42-year-olds. And plenty of the youngsters, the Gen Zs, starting businesses as well. No doubt an online presence has meant that it's more possible for them than perhaps in the old days where you had to have a brick-and-mortar shopfront and all the rest of it. But why are people starting businesses, and have you done it? How difficult was it to keep it alive? I mean, I've never done it. My mother started her own business and still runs one, and I think she's done exceptionally well doing it. You go through the ups and downs. You've got to be not just the boss. You've got to be the payroll master. You've got to be the HR department. You've got to be the legal beagle. You've got to do it all. But for those out there listening that have done it, I'd love to hear your stories. 131873. Look, Bill Lang knows a thing or two about business. He's the director of Small Business Australia. He's seen it all. He's on the line. Good afternoon, Bill.
G'day, Michael.
This is a good story. I mean, this is a good sign, isn't it? A lot of young people particularly saying, oh, you know what, I'm going to take out a loan, I'm going to have a go.
Oh, look, it's fantastic. Fantastic set of statistics and, you know, that great Australian pioneering spirit. When you think about when the first fleet came out here and the people have come from all over the world and pioneered and built the country. And, you know, the great articulation of that, in many respects, the new Australian dream, Michael, is to start and have your own business.
It is, mind you. It's one of those things, I suppose, in the middle of the night, you're sort of lying in bed and think, oh, you know what, that idea, I could make a go of that. There's a market for that. A lot of people give it a go, and a lot of them do fail. I think the failure rate within 1 or 2 years is a very, very big percentage, isn't it? 80% or something. So, you know, you've got to be prepared that it may not go your way, but that's not to say you don't try.
Look, that's right, Michael. And the name of the game with all of this is, of course, we learn best by making mistakes. But in fact, you don't want to make mistakes where the consequences can be significant. And so the smartest way when it comes to starting a business is to learn from the mistakes that others have made, so to avoid them. And so by taking your time to think through it, to talk to potential customers, to really understand the costs, the planning, the research, the prior preparation, it will not guarantee success, but it will absolutely improve the probability that you'll achieve the goals that you set out for yourself when starting out in your own business.
Now, when you deal with all the small businesses that you represent, they're the ones that are still with us. They've obviously made a go of it, and there's 2 million of them out there in Australia right now. They are the backbone of the economy. They are started by entrepreneurs. But what are the challenges that face these business proprietors? What do they tell you are the big obstacles and hurdles to success?
Yeah, look, and I think, Michael, you know, of course it's the economic sort of engine room. The other really important thing, I think, though, for everyone to appreciate, and every Australian does, is, you know, the small business owners are the hearts and souls of their local communities. It's where, as teenagers, we got our work experience from, our part-time jobs. They're sponsoring the local league club.
Yeah.
You know, they're providing prizes for the trivia night at the school. So it's more than the jobs. It's the role as the hearts and souls. But, look, there's a number of big challenges, of course. There's, you know, costs are going up in every area, particularly energy-related costs. Some that employ people are having challenges with employing people. But one of the biggest challenges is to do with the ongoing regulation and legislation. It's like an octopus wrapping its arms around, in many cases, the throats of many employing small businesses. And we've got the federal government talking about, they talk about closing the loopholes. Well, in many respects, for many small business employers, what they're really talking about there is tightening the noose. It's becoming increasingly difficult to navigate and keep our heads above all of the green tape, red tape, that's all around, you know, the way you go about operating a business.
I would imagine that the nature of business, certainly small business, has changed a lot even in your lifetime. More and more now it's online, isn't it? I mean, there are apps, there's technology, all of that, where people are starting their business. They may not have a bricks and mortar shop front anymore. They could be working from home, doing the buying and selling, the trading online. They may not even ever meet their customers face to face.
Look, that's right. And a big number of the younger people starting businesses because they are very comfortable in the digital world and do many things digitally. And when they see gaps in the market, they go in and fill them. And it's very easy now to get your own little online store going. We say to very young people, look, if there's stuff in the house that hasn't been used for 12 months, see whether you're allowed to sell it or if it's yours, sell it and go and put it on eBay. Get it on a Facebook group. Start to learn about how to promote what you've got, how to deal with people and negotiate with them. Develop skills that, even if you don't end up having your own business, are essential skills to being able to navigate the workplace, build your skills, build your performance, have a great life being part of a team, ideally in a small business team.
Tell me about the challenges, though, from a financial point of view, because our banks are heavily weighted toward lending to people who want a mortgage for a home. That's sort of the bread and butter of our banking model. I think 80% of all the loans are residential real estate loans. That means roughly 20% of bank loans in this country are business-oriented. And now a lot of people have this great idea. They've woken up in the middle of the night, I'm going to start this business. There's a niche in the market. I'm going to go for it. They might want to mortgage the house, whatever they've got to do, but they go to the bank, they go to the financial lender, and the computer says no. Now, this is one of the challenges, isn't it? Getting the banks to back the entrepreneur in a lot of Aussies and let them have a go.
Look, it's certainly my own experience, in business over many decades. There is always money available for a good deal. And I had a professor many years ago at the Harvard Business School who was the guru in sort of entrepreneurship education. And he defined an entrepreneur as someone who relentlessly pursues an opportunity without the available resources. And so, you've got to be hungry. You've got to see who you can partner with. But for many of the young people starting businesses now, Michael, you can get going for a couple of $100 a month. You can have a website. You can get out there and get some market feedback. So doing it on the side while you've still got your job, you're not having to break the bank and necessarily go and get tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars of capital or a loan. And there's a very healthy venture capital market and business owners that do a little bit of investing in startups. We call them angel investors. I'd encourage people to, think it through, do the research, do some testing. You don't have to put your house on it. But if that's a real opportunity and you're showing the ability to pursue it, you'll be able to get the resources, Michael.
Yeah, it's an inspiring story. When we hear about these success stories, a lot of our big businesses obviously started as a small business and they just went from strength to strength. And it's wonderful to see all the new ones coming through. But the final point here, I guess, Bill, is as you're saying, these days, a lot of, and maybe this has always been the case, but it certainly seems to be the case now that a lot of these younger small business entrepreneurial types, it's effectively a side hustle. If it goes well, it'll become their main game. But they might be employed at a traditional large business of some sort on a salary. But on the side, they've started their own little thing, their own small business, and they might have dreams that one day it becomes a big business.
Yeah, look, there's no substitute for learning by doing. And the more you do, the quicker you learn. The quicker you learn, the better you get, the less mistakes you make. So you're absolutely right with people starting that way. And we see, Australia Post has a great thing called local business heroes around the country. And we deal with many of those local business heroes. And we hear the story, they found a gap in the market. There was something that they couldn't find. And so they went out and did something about it. Then the second thing to really work out if you're going to have an economically sustainable business is, but is there a market in the gap, Michael? Just because I couldn't find something I needed and I created it, are there enough other people out there without any serious competition that I could actually build a business on? But look, it's great news and we're great to see the CommBank doing that sort of research and for you sharing it with all your listeners because, small business owners, they're made, they're not born. And we have to do everything we can to encourage more people to consider it, to enjoy working in them. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, they're the hearts and souls of all of our local communities.
Yeah, it's up to all of us to incubate it. Great to talk, Bill. Thank you for that. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Michael.